Very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the seventh day of our retreat, day seven. Follow the usual salutation, followed by the taking of refuges. Then after that, we will renew our five precepts. Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi svakkhato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi Supatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho saṅghaṃ namāmi Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Panatipata viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi Adinadana viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi Kāmesu micchācāra viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi Mosavada viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi Surāmeraya majjhapama tattāna viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi Sādhu, sādhu, sādhu. Okay, now we pay respect to Triple Gem. Buddhaṃ pujami. Dhammaṃ pujami. Sanghaṃ pujami. Okay, we're supposed to have a closing ceremony, part one, at night. Formal introduction and personal sharing come feedback by all retreatants, including suggestion, if any, from them on how to improve on our future retreat. So that part, I think, I will have to adjust the program again. Because there are certain things that we need to fit in with the temple lunch and dinner time to suit them. Then, if there is anything else that you all can suggest, let us know. Then we will adjust, especially the helper. If you feel that you don't have enough time, then we will adjust for you. Then there is also the other closing ceremony and advice by me on how to continue the cultivation after returning to normal daily life, followed by acknowledgement of thanks, account reporting, rejoicing, asking for forgiveness, and closing puja. The importance of having a good religious routine, this one I have gone through with you all, to develop the stability of daily mindfulness, to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path cultivation in daily life during post-retreat. So this one is also useful. Then after that, tomorrow, we will have the usual morning program, but you don't have to wake up so early. You can wake up at 6 o'clock instead of the usual 5:30. Then get ready by 6:30. Yeah? But before that, do your preliminary packing, first round, or preliminary cleaning and upkeeping. No need to be very clean, but empty your basket, all those things. Yeah? Whatever things you have in your room, clear, then give a first round cleaning. Then after that, we will not usually have our morning chanting. The morning puja and morning chanting, we will do it. Then after that, 30 minutes of formal, final meditation. Then our breakfast. Why do they adjust to 7:15? I don't know whether the kitchen will prepare at 7:15 or otherwise it will still be 7:30 because we got a lot of time. So I think 7:30 better. 7:30. Then as usual, we supposed to have our second part two closing ceremony, expression of thanks and gratitude to temple management and Fajan Sufo. This one we have shifted to today. Then presentation of gifts, souvenir, and offerings of donation and cash support to Fajan Sufo, the abbot, monks, staff of Triple Gem Temple, followed by asking for forgiveness from all and group photo. So this schedule has been taken up. We will be doing it today, because we completed our Heart Sutta sharing early, so lucky. Then after that, we can use it for our second round of post-retreat sharing, where everyone will be given more time to express whatever you want to express, and hopefully introduce yourself. Introducing yourself is important because not everybody is the old Kayamita. There are some new, there are some old. So the new one may not know the old one. The old one may not know the new one. So we introduce ourselves. Introducing yourself is very simple. You just let us know where you come from, what is your name, and how you actually became interested in the Dhamma, then what brings you here. Then you can tell us whatever you want to like express during this annual retreat. What have you learned? And what are the things that you want to express as gratitude towards the temple committee, or not temple committee, the committee member that helped to organize all this. Then, of course, whatever that you want to express, maybe some Kayamita has help you, or what you can also share with us. Then more important is, if you have any special experience that you want to share and let us know, then that one will be useful, so that it can give faith to other people. I'm sure by today, a lot of you would have settled down and benefited a lot. And how you now, from now onward, want to express and make the decision to change your life or determine to strive on with heedfulness and cultivate sincerely with the three important factors. You have to determine to develop that strong faith, then sincerely walk this path, then persevere. Okay, now we can take the weight, go over there, we can have our final exercise. Tomorrow, I think, no need exercise. You all still want to exercise? Tomorrow? No need lah. So that we have more time for interaction and all those things. Last day already, your packing will make you exercise already. And you have to do a lot of work. I think we have to deliver back the temple to its original state. We go exercise first. So today is our second last day, day 7 of our this year's annual retreat. It's a Thursday, 29 August 2024. So this will be our last exercise, morning exercise. And I was told by Sui, I think Sui An wanted it to be recorded. Okay, so let us prepare ourselves. So normally what we do is we will do some stretching exercise, followed by some mindfulness exercise. And what we will do is we will start off with, today I do it slightly different, the jogging first, running on the spot. So that one warm you up, then after that swing, stretching, then later on we will do the mindfulness. After the mindfulness we will do the weight. Weight is for you to build up your muscle, so that your muscle mass is there. And at the same time, we develop mindfulness when we do the weight exercise. Okay? Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3, jogging. Okay, then we change. Okay, and we swing our hand. Okay, then we move like that. Okay, then we move our you widen your leg, bend a bit, then you move your hand like the Qigong people, they do this swing.
do it mindfully, yeah? Okay. Then now, mindfulness exercise. Huh? You move your hand mindfully. Breathing in, you move it out. Then exhale, move it down. You stand up, then we do the mudra, mindfulness exercise. Your mindfulness and your hand movement as one. This exercise you can do anywhere, when you are on a bus or a train or a flight, you can do it. Because the movement is not so wide, and you can suit the situation based on where you are. At home also you can do. Then now we get our weight. This weight is a combination of muscle exercise, where you exercise your muscle, and at the same time we know how to develop mindfulness. We do it mindfully, yeah? And it is very useful. Okay. Initially your weight at the side. Then you move it up, one. Then you hold your weight, otherwise the muscle will not be exercised. One, then down. Two, hold, down. Three, hold, down. Four, hold, down. Five, hold the weight, down. Six, hold the weight, down. Seven, hold the weight, down. Eight, hold the weight, down. Nine, hold the weight, down. 10, hold the weight, down. 11, hold the weight, down. 12, hold the weight, down. 13, hold the weight, down. 14, hold the weight, down. 15, hold the weight down. Then you widen your leg, right hand on your left leg, then you move the weight up. One, hold, down. Two, hold, down. Three, hold, down. Four, hold, down. Five, hold, down. Six, hold, down. Seven, hold, down. Eight, hold, down. Nine, hold, down. Ten, hold, down. Okay, change hand and leg. One, hold, down. Two, hold the weight, down. Three, hold the weight, down. Four, hold the weight, down. Five, hold the weight, down. Six, hold the weight, down. Seven, hold the weight, down. Eight, hold the weight, down. Nine, hold the weight, down. Ten, hold the weight, down. Okay, the third exercise is you move your weight up all the way to the top, then you bend it back, one, then push it out, two, hold the weight, down, three, hold the weight, down, four, hold the weight, down, five, hold the weight, down, six, hold the weight, down, seven, hold the weight, down. Eight, hold the weight, down. Nine, hold the weight, down. Ten, hold the weight, down. Okay. Then the fourth exercise is turn your hand like that, then move your weight up. One, hold, down. Two, hold, down. Three, hold, down. Four, hold, down. Five, hold, down. Six, hold, down. Seven, hold, down. Eight, hold, down. Nine, hold, down. Ten, hold, down. 11, hold, down. 12, hold, down. 13, hold, down. 14, hold, down. 15, hold, down. Okay, then the fifth exercise is sideways, the weight. Mindfully you lift it up. One, hold the weight, down. Two, hold the weight, down. Three, hold the weight, down. Four, hold the weight, down. Five, hold the weight, down. Six, hold the weight, down. Seven, hold the weight, down. Eight, hold the weight, down. Nine, hold the weight, down. Ten, hold the weight, down. 11, hold the weight, down. 12, hold the weight, down. 13, hold the weight, down. 14, hold the weight, down. 15, hold the weight, down. Okay, the last exercise is moving your weight up. One, down. Two, hold the weight, down. Three, hold the weight, down. Four, hold the weight, down. Five, hold the weight, down. Six, hold the weight, down. Seven, hold the weight, down. Eight, hold the weight, down. Nine, hold the weight, down. Ten, hold the weight down. 11, hold the weight down. 12, hold the weight down. 13, hold the weight down. 14, hold the weight down. 15, hold the weight down. Okay, then you can just slow down your exercise, just relax. Then mindfully, when you are ready, walk back to your cushion. Then we will continue with the awareness-based meditation.
Normally after the exercise, you are more mindful. Then your body is not so sleepy. Then easier for you to meditate. You try, yeah? You just relax, maintain awareness, and let it settle down. Like I wrote in the whiteboard, relax, maintain awareness, and enjoy the meditation. Whatever arises, just let it be. Acknowledge by saying aware. Finish. Then later on, the verbalization also you don't have to do. At your senses, sense basis, whatever trigger off, aware. Finish. Then let the mind settle down. For those who have already developed the ability to be at your awareness nature, then you just relax, stay there. Yeah. Then later on, you can move to your heart area. The heart area is the most important area, where that is where the seat of consciousness is. That is where you can actually detect the gateway to your nature. So you just have to silence everything and do the last support, trust. I mean, trust your nature to develop the internal meditative movement. And the gateway can only be detected by the silent mind. No other way. So you need to be in that state of complete silence. The stability of it. Then just let it move. It will move on its own. It will detect things on its own. Whatever vibration or heartbeat, it will be detected. Then when you detect it, you just stay with it. Then if you want to move, let it move. Yeah. It's just like be accord and flow. Trust that nature to develop it. Yeah. Then when you are able to do it skillfully, you will detect the gateway. Yeah. When the detection of the gateway happens, you will know what it is. Yeah. Something very beautiful will happen. Yeah. It's all very soothing. Very natural. Yeah. Then it's like all of your external energy that you have developed, your whatever yin yang or even good energy, they will just melt inside there. Yeah. Then when it melt inside there, it become pure energy, and that is the internal movement. It will move by itself. Then where it go and activate, which part within your body, let it be. Yeah. Then you will understand clearly what happened. Yeah. How from the pure energy that arise, it activate all the various parts. Then what happened after it activate? Yeah. Then later on, you can like know that all your life force energy that come to you, normally it not only pound your heartbeat, you use it to become conscious or use it to develop all the daily activity and life that you want. But when you are in the fourth support, you can actually use it almost completely to activate your nature. Yeah. I remember last time, everything went in. Yeah. Then there is very little use of that energy or what we call life force energy or nature's energy to create thinking. to create emotion, to create the thought process and activity. Nothing at all. Everything went into the gateway. Yeah. Then the mind like completely without thought. Yeah. Just like that. Then after that, you transform and you become beautiful. Okay, now I let you meditate on your own. Eh? Supposed to be 30 minutes. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Today, how you all feel? Better or not? You can settle down a lot better, isn't it? The tranquility, the stillness, very good. You look at Kong Chai still seriously sitting. Very good. If you, after you meditate, you go in, then I ring the bell. If you still want to meditate, don't worry about my bell. Continue. If we can continue until the breakfast is over, better still. True, really. Sometimes when nature go in, you don't want to come out on, you just let it be. Maybe we can break early for breakfast. You pay your respect. Then after that, you can mindfully go for your breakfast. Then we come back here 8:30. 8:30. So we will finish off our last book sharing. And after that, we will have more relaxed program.